The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
All this week, News Talk has been teaming up with Barnardo's, and our listeners are getting the chance to hear about Barnardo's work, the services they offer, and the children and the families that they work with. Our reporter Barry White went to visit the Barnardo's Family Support Service in Mulhuddart in Dublin to find out what services they offer there, where he spoke to project leader Olivia Spate and cook Marion.
So my name's Olivia Spate and I'm the project coordinator here in the early years service in Barnardo's. A daily day in Barnardo's for the children that are coming into us, the children love coming in. It's really busy. The children start the morning by coming in through the reception area here where they've a place to hang up their coats, where their names are, and also where I suppose it's a flow for us into the early years for the children. So they're able to come in through their little reception area and sign themselves in. The day is for the where the children come in the morning. It's the children come in the morning and it's free play. So when the children come into us, they have their breakfast. So they can go at any stage and take their breakfast. They have a cubby hole as well where they would have water at all times. And then we've fresh bowls of fruit for the children. So we do a curriculum called the Too Smart Curriculum. So that's all around getting children ready for school. The reason why children come to us sometimes can be to help their development and help their learning, because sometimes there might be a concern or there might be a worry in relation to that with their development. So children that are referred into us, it's to help with their development. Or sometimes the parents are overwhelmed because they're struggling to pay bills, or some of our families wanting to have a home. Also some of our children that come into us, some of their families are really isolated. So Barnardo's would really play a role in supporting the whole family, but really supports the child. The child's core to our work.
So how many children use this facility here?
So we've 24 children that attend our service in here, our preschool service. And a big part of it for the children coming in here is having the space to play. Having the space to play, having the space to have fun, having the space where we would do a lot of work around the children's development. We would do a lot of work around getting the child school ready, and that's true what we call circle time and reading time. So we would look very closely at the child's development in here in the early years. The team that work here are really, really skilled. They are really able to look at what the child's doing really, really well in and what we need to do to really help the child get ready for school. So our whole emphasis here is doing the best we can for the child that comes to us. So during the day, we would have a very focused curriculum, even in how our room is set up. So the sand and the water is really important for the children around their sensories, around their emotional development. Socially, the children come together in different groups to help them mix with their children. Some of our children can be very shy, very reserved. Some of our children need help to play. Some of our children that come into us need help with some of their behaviours where they're struggling maybe to say how they feel. So we would do different activities at small group time, at large group time. We do music and movement. We set up different activities in different areas, like the home corner, like all the tabletop work, all of the soft play furnitures, where they can use their imagination, where they can play.
And that what kind of strikes me when I come into the room here, you say use their imagination, but they're given the chance to be really creative as well, because there's a lot of artwork on the wall.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of artwork. We've got what we call a messy play area, and the children have total freedom in that time. Our messy play area is just over there, Barry, so they have total freedom in that time to choose any of the materials. They put out their own paint. We've glue set up. We have the sand, the water. We've different activities that are there for the children where they can glue, stick, paint, cut, play with glitter. It's kind of, we would call it, never endless for the child. So the child can completely play at that time, whatever part of the messy play they choose to do, with the adult supporting it.
How important is this for the children's development?
Really, I suppose, for us, it's massively important for the child that comes into us, because different children have different experiences in their lives. So Barnardo is working with these children. It's usually important to get in there really, really early, because by getting in really, really early, we're able to tap into maybe what needs more support around their development, maybe what needs a referral into the speech and language, maybe what needs freedom to play, because some of our children don't have homes. Some of our children are living in overcrowded accommodation or living in apartments that are overcrowded. So this freedom to actually be able to develop, to have fun, to play, to be able for us to advocate for the child that's coming into us that may be waiting on an assessment for 18 months. It's massively important. We can do that in here in Barnardo's.
Hi, my name is Marion. I'm working in Barnardo's and a cook in Barnardo's for 32 years. I actually love my job. I love working with the children. And the children are amazing. When they come in September, like, they're so shy and timid, and after a couple of weeks, they're hugging you and kissing you and bring in the dinner, and they help you with the trolley and they help you bring the food into the rooms and all. And every day you get a hug, and I have a little helper that helps me every day. And they love the food. And when they start first, they basically don't eat the food because they're obviously not used to home-cooked foods. But then after a couple of weeks, they eat everything. And by the time they finish at the end of the year, they just love the food.
You've been doing this 32 years, I suppose, when you started that far back. Did you ever expect you'd still be doing it 32 years later?
No, I didn't. But I love it, and I enjoy coming into work, and the staff are amazing. The staff are amazing with the children. What a job they do. It's just brilliant, like, you know. And it's like a little family here. Like, everybody gets on really well together, and everybody helps one another, and it's lovely, really is. Like, through the years, there's been hundreds and thousands the last 32 years, like, and staff as well, like, you know. So, and it's absolutely amazing to see when they start in September how little they know, and then going out in the end of June, they're different children. Like, they're ready for school, and they're just so much different, so much confidence in them and with them, like, and it's just amazing to see it. And I'd say that's probably why I love the job so much.
News Talk reporter Barry White was reporting there from Barnardo's Family Support Service in Mulhuddart. Now, you can support Barnardo's and donate what you like, but it's simple to do. Just go to newstalk.com/Barnardo's.